Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. What a crazy 4th of July. We went last night to see fireworks. It was like 900 degrees. I think everyone was miserable. And I want to get into somebody who said this. I didn't come to America to let America slip away. I didn't fight so hard to get into America to watch it become the country I left. That's from an immigrant. I want to get into that. I loved it because if you heard a speech the other day, you know, Trump, when they had 4th of July festivities, Trump, as always, is thanking our military. They spent 40 years trying to get the VA to be better for the veterans, and Trump has done that. Promises made, promises kept. Yeah, he was at a rally today. Oh, it's great stuff he was saying. It's just, yeah. I'm going to get into some of the comments he made and stuff. It's great. You know, there's a guy that actually made his yard into an American flag. I don't know if you know this, but troops always carry an American flag wherever they go. I want to talk about that. It's going to be a very patriotic show, as it always is. There was a lady who scaled the Statue of Liberty. There were a abolish ICE campaign, and the CNN can't spin anything with that positively. And the people there were like, hey, no, we just want to let you know that we don't, she was with us, but we don't condone what she's doing. This is not part of the protest.
Although tonight on the news, they were there to make sure she was released and
The West Cook ban was slammed and kind of blocked by Facebook and was prevented. They prevented the country group from promoting a I Stand for the Flag song. You know, but Colin Kaepernick, he's getting all these awards. Now, if I look at the stuff that they're doing with Colin Kaepernick like I do with Obama, if Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize, I would be handing my thing over. If Obama can get a Peace Prize, if he can get one, then it's not worth it. It means nothing. But now there's people that come out that say, well, you know what? I wish I would have never have supported giving Trump that. Yeah, whatever. It's like those people that were like, oh, the phone, all these Obama phone people that they voted for Trump, and it wasn't until after they voted that they found out they were getting screwed.
You mean Obama?
That's what I said.
You said Trump.
No, I said all these people that voted for Obama found out that they were screwed, like the telephone maybe, the Obama phone maybe. Maybe I did, I don't know, I have to listen to the replay. Maybe I did say Trump, but like that Obama phone maybe. You know, what I'm saying is, who cares if after the fact you say, well, I shouldn't have supported Obama getting he got a Nobel Peace Prize. You can't take it back. I don't know, maybe you can, maybe if he does something horrific, but anyways, I'm going to get into that. Some Manchester United transfer news and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. And I do have a producer, and I do believe her and I trust her. So if I said Trump, I did. And I'm only human, born to make mistakes. Remember John 4:11-12. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. Kind of think about that as you're going through your evening today, and thanks for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of, folks. And I want to get into this because, you know, yesterday was the 4th of July. Or as I call it, the gun-toting American Day. But there's a couple people who've come out in the past. There was one in particular when Obama was trying to pass Obamacare. And he's like, you know, I have socialized medicine in my country. That's why I come here to get rid of this. And, you know, and they tried to make him out to be some lunatic, you know, because it was all these paid people that were coming out there just trying to get him riled up. And this one guy that wasn't riled up, that was just a normal person, he goes, maybe you should listen to the guy who's had the health care you're trying to jam down our throats. He's had it for 40 years. Maybe you should listen to him. You know, it's sort of like doing something. If I'm gonna start a company, I want to see who's failed and who's succeeded. Why did they fail? So I don't repeat it. Why did they succeed? So I can build on that. You know, he's lived that socialized medicine for 40 years. If it sucks, why do we, you know, we're just showing you that, you know, I don't have to listen to you saying, oh, it's going to be great. All I have to do is talk to someone who's lived in a country where they've already had it, and it's horrible. An Australian by birth, an American by choice, and Texan by the grace of God. I live in this great country in the world. I run a successful business. 3 weeks ago, I married an amazing woman from Florida. I dreamed all my life of coming to the United States, but no one has ever referred to me as a dreamer. No politicians or pundits have expended any tears on my behalf. No celebrities have ever taken to Twitter to give me a voice. But the reasons are simple. I came to America legally and played by the rules. It took me 4 years. And it was the most harrowing experience I've ever endured. I spent money I didn't have. I suffered sleepless nights. At one point, I was even turned away at an airport because a political opponent in the Obama administration placed me in a situation where I was barred from traveling in the United States. But I persisted, and the most American virtue of all, I prevailed. Less than 9 months after moving to this great country in the history of the world, I received the ultimate vindication on March 3rd, 2017. President Trump took to Twitter to talk about my immigration story and endorsed my book, The Green Card Warrior, my quest for legal immigration in an illegal system. I didn't come to America to let America slip away. I didn't fight so hard to get into America to watch it become the country I left. Gee, isn't that interesting? An actual immigrant who's an American, who's proud to be an American. He'll tell you he's from Australia, but he's not an Australian American. He's an American. If you ask him, he came from Australia. But he is not an Australian-American. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Someone that actually is following the rules. He's not waving an Australian flag. He may have some because of where he was from. But he's not waving the Australian flag. He's not like these Mexicans that come over here that wave the Mexican flag, only speak Spanish, hate this country, but want to take it for everything it's worth. Okay? That's the problem I have. if the people crossing this border were waving the American flag and were praising God that they were here and doing everything they can to learn English, it's great that they know Spanish. I have no problem with them knowing Spanish. You should know another language, but as much as you can, you should speak English. I watch France 24 every once in a while on my phone to find out what's going on, because they have stories that a lot of times don't get here, and they have some good insight on European football, and sometimes I have to use the context of the words I know to, okay, what I'm assuming this means this from the words around it, because I'm not 100% fluent, but I do know a lot. But anyways, I love it, because when they sit there, they'll hear that, and these Mexicans they'll lose their minds, because, well, wait a minute, he's listening to something, but it's not Spanish, and they don't understand, they don't know what to do, because they try to talk in Spanish and try to say stuff in Spanish to talk, you know, so that they don't know we don't know what they're saying. I remember I worked at a video store one time, and these two Mexicans were speaking in Spanish. This is at the video update, and I've done stories on that before. And anyways, they were talking in Spanish. And I've had several people in the past, I don't see it, but they say, you should get your DNA tested because you look Hispanic. You look like you have like some South American or something. I don't get it. I've had people, when I go to Mexican restaurants or Mexican stores, think I'm Spanish or...
What did your dad say?
I don't know. I don't know what he said to that, but, and these guys were talking about this girl, you know, like, you know, saying some inappropriate stuff about her. And I walked up to him and they go, si habla español, muy bien. And those two Mexicans, their jaws dropped. And they said, hasta luego. And they didn't know what to do. They didn't know if I knew Spanish or didn't know Spanish. But because you could tell their jaw dropped, like, oh crap, he knew exactly what we were saying about her. Because they were basically staring at her and making all kinds of, just from their gesturing, you could tell it wasn't nice. But, you know. But, you know. I mean, it's nice to have actual immigrants that come here that are like, hey, I'm an American now. I'm a Texan by the grace of God. See, I'm a half a Hoosier, because to be a Hoosier, truly, you have to wonder who's your mother, who's your father, who's your sister, who's your brother. And since I kind of know who they are, I'm only half Hoosier. Ba-dum-bum. But anywho... but anyways, you know, it's nice that we have someone out there that actually supports the country he's coming to, not the other way around. Well, you're going to send those people back to their country? Why not? They're waving the Mexican flag. It's not like they're waving the American flag saying, thank God I'm here. How dare you want to send those Mexicans back to their own country? How dare you do that? You know what it's like to live where they're from? Well, they obviously love where they live, because they're waving the Mexican flag. They're not trying to learn English. They're not trying to wave the American flag. They're not trying to say, thank God I'm in America. Now I'm going to bust my ass to make this country great. No, they're waving the Mexican flag. And they're going to go to Home Depot to try to find work so they can send 90% of it back to their family back home. Most of it's not going to stay here. You can solve the immigration problem in a number of ways. Just make sending money to Mexico through Western Union or any MoneyGram thing. Put a 50% or 70% tax on that. So if they send it, for every dollar they send, you know, 70 cents, they have to pay. That'll stop that stuff real fast, the money going down there, instead of staying in our economy and our communities. I mean, imagine what happens if where I live in Indiana, if everyone took all the money they made and just sent it somewhere else and didn't spend it here, didn't give back to the community. I mean, that's why I love the dead scene so much, because, yeah, you know, you might sell some shirts or whatever or stuff, but you'll take that money and you'll reinvest it in the community, and you might buy a burrito, or you might, you know, or a bottle of water off of someone, or maybe someone needs to go from point A to point B to the next show and has no ride, and you give them a ride. You know, you give back to the community. And the majority of the Hispanics, most of the money goes down to Mexico. I'm not saying all of it does. I mean, there are some great Mexicans that do great things that keep money into this community and, you know, in communities. I'm not saying they're all bad, but there a lot of it goes down there. Oh, I loved it because President Trump gave like a 4th of July talk and all that stuff, and they had festivities at the White House, and to find a, you know, how, what is it, what was it he said today? It's been like 40 years that they've been trying to help the VA, and help the hospitals and all that stuff for the vets, and guess what? Trump did it. It's amazing. It's nice to have a president that stands up for our vets and for our military and for the people who fought and died to make this country what it is. I just worry about what's going to happen in 7 years when he leaves. Are we gonna? Hopefully, we can continue on this path, and we don't have more politics as usual people getting in. And a lot of people. This was something that I've seen. Okay, and I've talked about this before. What do liberals stand for? Like, all I see a liberal doing is bashing Trump. I don't think a liberal knows where their base is, what they stand for. Well, we need to abolish checks. We need to have open borders. Well, okay, well, that wasn't the case. Obama even said that, hey, we need to have more people at the border. We need to strengthen it. We need to keep these... I don't think most liberals, that's what I think is killing them. Because if you want to be a liberal, wait a minute, what do we stand for anymore? Their viewpoint changes so much from, hey, we have to have a wall, to now we're against the wall. You know, we need to have the FBI director, Comey, he needs to go because he's investigating Obama and Hillary. But as soon as he's investigating Trump, oh, we need to keep him. And the fact that like these immigrants and these refugees and illegals are taking top billing, pretty soon Democrats are going to feel like, hey, wait a minute. Trump is talking about the inner city. He's talking about the inner city. He's talking about my community. He's talking about making them better. He's bringing jobs back. He's doing this. He's making my community. And I think a lot of them are going to start jumping ship and saying, hey, like I tell people, I mean, look at Chicago. What really changed in the inner cities of Chicago after 8 years of Obama? Not much. Yeah. That's not partisan. That's nothing. I mean, the problem, and I do see this a lot, where you have, if you ever watch Drugs, Inc., and this guy goes, oh, just selling crack and this and that, I can make more in 1 week than most people do in 2 months working a normal job. And, you know, and I get that. Why don't we make them productive? Why don't we legalize all that stuff so that it's out of the hands of the criminals? Tax it and get them into real jobs. It's not like all of a sudden my wife's just going to like, guess what, Kyle? They just legalized crack, man. Let's fire it up. Let's get a glass pipe and let's go to town. That's not how it's going to work. People are not going to just all of a sudden start using heroin in droves because guess what? The government just legalized heroin. Cool, let's get some black tar and shoot up. I hope, I want to find out which strain someone dies from, that way I can buy that stuff, because I know that's the good crap. That's the really good stuff. You know, I mean, if no one's died on this heroin, then I want to stay away from that, because that means that's no good. That's not going to be the case. And that's, look at Colorado. They've legalized cannabis, and guess what happened? Teen use of it hasn't increased. Why wouldn't that? It's almost, to me, it's kind of like it was a cool thing to do because it was like illegal. And it's sort of like that Chim Pokemon from South Park. Well, anything that the parents are into instantly becomes uncool to the kids. And that's what I kind of feel has happened. Now that it's legal, it's like, wow, we can smoke pot anytime. Who cares? It's not like a cool thing. Because a lot of people, let's go smoke. We're not 18. Yeah. Will you buy me cigarettes, man? I can't. I'm not old enough. Sure. But as soon as you turn 21 or 18, it's like, wow, I can smoke whenever I want to. What the heck? If I'm not hooked, I'm not hooked. But that's kind of how it was for me. As soon as I turned legal drinking age, it was like, okay, wow, I can drink. What do you do? It was kind of like a cool thing to do because you weren't of legal age. Yeah, I want to get into this because cute old Colin Kaepernick receives the Civil Rights Award from the National Education Association. What a joke that is. Yeah, that National Education Association, they just lost all credibility. He took a knee and he's getting a award. Okay, Malcolm X doesn't deserve something like that. Martin Luther King Jr. deserves an award like this and did because of what he did, because he put his life out there. This douchebag disrespects our country by taking a knee, and he's all of a sudden a civil rights award recipient because he's a multi-million-dollar football player who is adopted by white parents who gave him a life he wouldn't have otherwise, and he had no opportunities. He had no opportunities. He was opportunity-less because, you know, he's black and he didn't have the same privilege as white people do. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't know. You know, at some point, the bus left and I didn't get on because I don't understand how someone like this when you have like a Tim Tebow that takes a knee to pray and how do that on your own damn time. I don't know. Maybe I think people are waking up to the hypocrisies and the BS of what's going on in this world. That's why you have the stuff that's going on in this world. That's why you have the people that are like, are fed up with it. Like, good luck. Oh yeah, I forgot. 99.999999% chance Hillary's going to win the election. She didn't do this. Everything they're being told on the left isn't happening. And they're coming on to this BS. Like, I don't know how someone like this, happens. I don't know. But like you still have people on the left trying to say, well, like there was a lady that climbed, they were doing like a separating children, discriminate, you know, like break, we need to end ICE, keep parents and family until the parents and kids are together. And she starts climbing up the Statue of Liberty. And the left can't say anything positive about it.
About Trump.
No, they can't. They can't say anything positive about Trump. They can't spin that lady climbing up the Statue of Liberty and say anything good about it. She's trying to take the stuff when they're trying to help her. And I'm like, and we're like, shoot her down. Like, I don't understand it. I don't get it.
I wanted to see her fall.
Oh, I know.
I know I'm not nice. I don't care. I wanted to
these people. So like, you don't want ICE, so you don't want to have, so you want to have people that are just going to, you're okay with human trafficking, you're okay with, you know, there was a lady in Texas that was arrested because she was accused of selling kids. And a lot of these kids that they're finding out, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of these kids, when they're being separated from their parents, they're not their parents. They were being trafficked. Like this picture has on my Facebook. It has a mom and a baby lying down in a blanket on this in a sleeping bag on the street. And it goes, these are Americans on the street and you are outraged over refugees or immigrants and all this, you know. Where is their press conference? All these homeless people that are Americans that are on the street, where is their press conference? Where is their fundraiser? Where is that celebrity stepping up and saying, hey, I'm going to help these people out? I'm sure you've seen that video go viral where a teenager in Texas is attacked in a restaurant Tuesday when a guy throws like an ice water on him and takes off his Make America Great hat.
And his last name is J-I-M-I-N-E-Z. And the police are looking for him. He's been fired. I just read an update. You want me to share it?
Is it the Hunter Richard who said his hat was pulled off by the... Yeah, I've heard they're looking for him.
Yes.
And... trying to see. My point with this is, in the way he assaulted that teenager, where is the right doing this to the left? Where are we when they're having their, oh, we need to separate parents and kids? When
did we do this when Clinton made the law?
No.
Did we do this with Obama?
No.
Did the left do this with Bush?
Yeah. Oh, not with the kids, but they did it with other things.
Not as unhinged as they are now.
Oh, I know. See, remember when Obamacare was being shoved down their throats and we were peacefully protesting in Washington, D.C.? Peacefully? Well, guess what, folks? This stuff that's going on with, you know, we're not doing this to them. But see, because they are tolerant of one viewpoint, and if you don't have their viewpoint, you know, we didn't do this. We made fun of Obama, but we didn't. If I had someone with there was a lady when I was at a Dollar Tree that had an Obama jacket, and I didn't try to rip it from her. I didn't give her crap. I'm like, if you support Obama, great. I'm glad, you know. I didn't sit there and berate her. And so I was berated because I disagreed with him and I was called everything under the sun. And I've lost a friendship because of it. But you know what? That's what happens when I get people that support me. On this program, I have people that don't support me, that if they write me or they see me, like, you know, they have the right to disagree with me, as I have the right to disagree with them. I'm not going to sit there and take an Obama hat, rip it from them and say, you dummy. No. I might try to talk to them and say, just look at paychecks from when Obama started and look at paychecks 4 years after Obama. And see how your taxes went up. Because there was a time when I was at work that when they increased the taxes that we had to pay, there were people that didn't realize, because when Obama was president, they didn't pass budgets. And at the end of the year, a couple of times, they were going to raise these taxes. They were going to do all these things if they didn't come to a budget agreement. They didn't, and taxes went up and all this stuff. And there were people that said, "What? My paycheck screwed up at work." And there were like 50 people. And they said, "No, because they didn't pass budget cuts. Because they didn't pass this budget, by the end of the year, this is what was going to happen. They were going to increase taxes and do all these things to compensate." And guess what? And my boss at the time, Jeremy, who I'm friends with, he's kind of like he's like 50% liberal, 50% conservative. And he doesn't agree with everything Trump does, but he doesn't agree with everything. He didn't like Obama, but he was a 50-50 person. He doesn't like 100% of what Trump does, but he doesn't hate him, but doesn't like him. He's in the middle. There are things he loves about him, there's things he hates about him, and vice versa. And he's like, "I don't care what you support. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Know what's going on in your country somewhat, so that when something like this happens, you know why. So you can at least say, okay, hey, this is why it happened. How can I make sure it doesn't happen? How can I make sure that the politicians are working for me? Not the other way around." I want to get into this because I want this to happen to me, but it really can't happen to me because I don't live in Florida. But a Florida man reeled in something very unexpected while fishing on his birthday Monday. Yes, this is right. Yeah, you hear me. What did he reel in? That's right. He reeled in a bunch of cannabis. Yeah, George with a J. Bustamante, Bustamante, caught a large bale of marijuana off the waters of Pomono Beach, roughly 11 miles north of Fort Lauderdale. He told WSVN that he notified the U.S. Coast Guard, but not before he was able to take some photos of his big catch. Now, why doesn't someone find that stuff and keep it? Well, if they did, you would never hear about it. It's not like, "Hey, Coast Guard, I found 50 pounds of weed." Bustamante reportedly joked that the package was his Pablo Escobar birthday present, while authorities dubbed it a square grouper. Yeah, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to find a lot of stuff underground and sell it. Why can't someone ship me like 50 pounds of pot accidentally? Knowing my butt, it would happen, and there'd be like police outside. Well, as soon as the guy signs for it, we're going to arrest him, and I'm going to just... No, I thought it was my wife who bought it because, you know, when my wife buys from Amazon, she doesn't know what she ordered. Oh, well, I know. Well, if you were, as I said, well, in case you're new to the program, that's from South Park. Because I've said that before. But here's the thing, though, that you shouldn't have to that's half a reference to South Park. Half of that's true. Half the people order stuff from, I know people all the time, "Oh, I got something in the mail. I forgot what I ordered." And not necessarily from Amazon, but anywhere. You know, that's how it works, you know. This is going as I move on, folks. This is, why do the U.S. forces carry the American flag? I thought they'd be carrying the Mexican flag, you know. There's probably out there's probably someone out there that probably like, they don't carry the Mexican flag or American forces. I don't understand that one. There's probably someone out there that probably thinks they're supposed to, but it is something that may have escaped your attention, but if you ever see troops, they always have an American flag on them fighting in the front lines, and you've seen it sometimes. The red, white, and blue standing in contrast with the muted colors of the uniform designed to conceal. Why do they carry the flag, you might ask? Well, it's a good question. Whether it's being used to identify themselves to coalition fighters, jets mark territories claimed on the battlefield, or to serve as a vivid and cherished memento, the American flag serves many purposes among our forces downrange. It's also to remember that as the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, you know, that our American troops are fighting for freedom and fighting for this flag. And if they capture a city, they can put the flag up. That way, oh, we have to wait for the one guy that's got the flag? No, they all have one. You know, so they can be reminded that, you know, of the national anthem. Gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave. But, hey, it's a great time to learn stuff like this, because this is stuff that most people don't know, that they carry an American flag with them. Some people carry it on the outside, some people carry it on the inside. Since they're trying to be camouflaged, some people don't want it exposed, some people want it exposed so that if there are coalition fighters helping them, they can say, hey, they're on our side. Got about 21 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of. I'm going to get into this because, you know, I mean, Facebook doesn't censor anything. I don't these fake news conservatives talking about Facebook and they don't censorship anything. But Facebook slammed for censorship of country group's patriotic song, I Stand for the Flag, the West Cook Band. And it was censored. They did try to keep it from being heard because, you know, you need to be able to take a knee for the national anthem and support taking a knee and disrespecting our country. But how dare you want to promote people standing for that? Because that's racist. You might as well consider yourself Hitler at that point, because you're going to force someone to stand for the national anthem. You shouldn't have to force anyone to do anything. This is America. You should stand for the country. You should, if you don't support what this country stands for, then maybe you should find the country that stands for what you stand for. Maybe you should look at Mexico. Do I believe what they stand for? Okay, if they do, then move there. Look at Canada. If you like what they stand for, then go to the. If you don't like freedom, if you don't like equality, yeah. Yeah, and don't worry. If you try to go to many other countries, you're not going to just let anybody in willy-nilly. And most other countries, every network you get on TV is going to be like CNN. That's a South Park joke where they, instead of doing CNN, because they go CNN and N. Hilarious. But, you know what I mean? Because you'll have the government propaganda where the media is run by the government. They'll tell you what they want you to hear. But that's what's going on in this world, folks. We have a world in this area where Oh, Facebooking, censoring this ABV. Well, here's right here. It's going on. You know, we're having people to take a knee, and you know, someone that takes a knee gets a civil rights award, but someone that takes a knee to pray, how dare he pray? You know, Texas mother arrested for allegedly selling young children. I want to see CNN put a positive spin on this story. A Texas mother has been accused and arrested of allegedly selling young children. Esmerada Grenza, she's Mexican, 29, was arrested by Texas Department of Public Safety, the DPS, officials on Friday after she allegedly sold her 7-year-old boy to two men. Garza was also in the process of selling two other children, a 2-year-old girl and a 3-year-old girl, as well, the official said. The arrest occurred after DPS officers executed a drug search warrant, according to KIII-TV. Garza of Corpus Christi, Texas, was charged with the sale or purchase of a child, which is a third-degree felony. She is being held on a $100,000 bond at the Nueces County Jail, KRIS reported. This is what's going on in this country. No one wants to talk about it because how dare we separate kids? How dare we keep these illegal? You know, it's the United States effort. Like when Trump was talking today, tell me where a conservative is against legal immigrants. I have friends that are immigrants to this country that are legal, that stand with me. And he goes, you know, because there's a guy at a gas station and I'm good friends with him. He's like, you know what? The problem I have, I come here legally. Me and my wife do it the right way. It took us 7 years to do the paperwork, and these people just cross the border. And like, they want, did I ask for anything when I came here? Well, did you? No, I did not ask for anything. You a Christian, and that's great. You know, I have friends that are Jewish. We all have different beliefs, and we should respect everyone's beliefs. I come to this country legally, and you have people that don't want to come here legally. They just want to cross the border and think everything should be handed to them. And, oh, but you can't hold, oh, and he said this to me, he goes, so if I own a gun, you want to treat me and put me in the same category as all these people that don't abide by the laws, that can't own a gun, that grab a gun illegally and kill people. You want to compare me to all these people that are doing bad things and killing and school shootings. You want to compare me to that, but when I bring up the fact that this illegal kill people, oh, but you can't treat all Mexicans bad or all illegal immigrants bad just because of a few. Oh, well then, he goes, then if I have a gun, why should I be treated why should I be compared to all the people that, it's not right to compare me to all those school shooters, but I can't compare, you know, there's problems. We have illegals coming into this country that are being harbored in sanctuary cities who are murderers. We have murderers that are illegal. Oh, well, yeah. Oh, no. See, we can't, just because there's a few bad apples, we can't spoil the whole bunch. You can't compare. There's a lot of great illegals that have done nothing wrong here. Oh, so there are illegals that have come here illegally but done nothing wrong? Officer, I really didn't steal that stuff, officer. Yeah, I'm a Democrat, sir, so like when illegal doesn't mean illegal, you know. So if I cross this border illegally, I really haven't done anything wrong. How does that make sense? But that's what, you know, and we've had a couple good discussions, you know, because he gets frustrated with all these people that just try to cut the line. Well, I'm just going to come over here and I'm going to take half my paycheck and send it down to whatever country, you know. He goes, you know the flag I wave? The American flag. I welcome to America. That's the country I'm in. I'm grateful. I love the 4th of July because I get to celebrate my nation's holiday. I don't even think I know what country he's from. He doesn't talk about where he's from as that much because he's proud to be an American now. He's not like, well, I'm a, you know, like a Pakistani American or whatever the case, or a Saudi American or a French American. He's an American. A German American, you know, and that's what's sad. You know, there was a time when you came here, you were an American. It's sad that this, you know, it's nice to have a few people in this world that actually stand up for this country and say, yeah, I'm an immigrant, but I came here legally. I'm doing it the right way. I'm fighting so that people do it the right way. And they don't, and that's like when those protests and stuff were going on in Portland, Oregon, they had the hardest time when there were like Mexicans and there were, you know, Mexicans versus Hispanics. There were blacks. There were all nationalities marching for America and for Trump, because they didn't have, well, you guys are all racist. Well, wait a minute, I'm Asian, how am I racist? And they didn't know how, and they lose their mind because these people are being paid by George Soros to sit there and disrupt, because they're trying to make us look bad. They're trying to see, they don't know how to handle these conservatives that, like, go ahead, taunt me all you want, I don't care, I'm not going to fight back, I'm not going to antagonize me all you want. We're not going to try to, we're not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Like when Trump was running for president, they, as do your research, there were crap loads of people being paid to try to antagonize Trump supporters to try to make them look bad and get them on video. And they had a hard time doing it. Because a lot of them were like, yeah, if you support Hillary, that's great. You know? Okay. I got about 9 minutes left in the program, folks, but I just want to get, but that's, as I wrap this segment up, they didn't know what to do when there are people like, well, you know what? I have a problem with someone that comes to this country waving the Mexican flag and dissing Trump. If they were in support of America and waving the American flag, then I could say, well, at least they're justified, because at least they're supporting the country they're in, not the country they left, and then they get mad. Oh, you're going to send them back to the country they came from? Why not? They're not waving an American flag. They're not speaking English. They're speaking Spanish or waving a Mexican flag. They should go back to where they're from. Not being bigotry or hateful, but, you know, if they were waving the American flag and trying to learn English, then okay. You know? Remember, folks, support my campaign. Make Mexico great. Make them want to go back. Make people want to, maybe Mexico can get great to where people would want to move there. Never know. But anyways, on to the wonderful world of the Premier League and what's going on. I don't know if you heard this one, but tell you what, this is interesting, folks. I look at it like this. Ronaldo has basically, from what I've read and what I've heard and all this stuff, Ronaldo is done. Real Madrid, he's done at Real Madrid. I think, honestly, he's been at United. So I think he has, if he leaves, if he stays and still wants to continue playing football, I think he'll get picked up by Juventus. That is the only other team I think is really looking at him. But I look like this. I don't care who you are. The deal is he's the deal of the century. Yeah, granted, you don't used to go back to your ex. But there's sometimes when you got to take someone from the past and bring them back. And I honestly think Real Madrid would be like, okay, we want £200 million for him. Take him or leave him. And would you pay £200 million for Ronaldo if you're only going to get maybe 2 years out of him, maybe 3 years? I would $150 million. But we have billions in the coffers. We buy memorabilia. We buy shirts. We buy pants. We buy hats. We buy stuff. Manchester United. We have bedrooms people do with shirts and hats and pants and sheets and curtains and everything United. We support that team. There's tons of money. Actually, $200 million wouldn't even dent the bank if they wanted to. Because they said, well, we need to get rid of some deadwood at United. And one of the guys on the United stand, one of the people commented, he goes, well, if we want to get rid of the deadwood, we need to get rid of some of the board. I think if we got Ronaldo, I'd be excited to have him back. But I honestly think for a change of pace, because he's already been at United, he said he'd want to come back if the things were right. If he does, but I think for a change of pace, he'll go to Juventus. I think we'll get Sandro. And we'll have Fred in a couple of years, like 3 years. The lot will be up to speed. Because we got the lot, but until he gets, you know, he's a young player that's got to develop and stuff. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see. I think we'll get Sandro. I think if we don't do very, very well, it's not Fellaini. It's not going to be the reason why they sacked Jose Mourinho. It's going to be Alexis Sanchez, because I wanted Alexis Sanchez, but ever since he's come in, the dynamic in that team has kind of went, and a lot of players that were doing really good before he was signed, all of a sudden, and it's just like in team. If you could bring a Ronaldo in there, and okay, yeah, you got this Ronaldo, he's a great, great, great player, but the other people can't seem to figure out how to play with him, and they just kind of like, okay, and the whole dynamic of the team just goes in the toilet. And we were doing very, very good. I think we would have still, without Alexis Sanchez, I think we would have still been second place. But I think we probably would have been maybe closer in points, maybe like 10 points instead of 20 points. But I was excited for Alexis Sanchez. I think they just got to figure out how he fits into the whole equation. Because like as soon as he came in, it was kind of like, okay, now what do we do? Like, ugh. And I mean, in a couple weeks, the World Cup's over. In 2 weeks, we start the U.S. tour with Manchester United. And from there, after that, and that U.S. tour takes 2 weeks. And after that, you got 1 week, and then they're into the start of the season. So you're going to have a lot of players that haven't had a lot of rest, except for Fred, who's a new signing. But it's going to be interesting to see. Because I think, honestly, because we were doing very, very good until Alexis Sanchez came in, and then all of a sudden, something happened. I don't know if he disrupted the dynamic or like, well, I'm here. We're kind of set in our ways, and then you bring in this other player. Now it's like, okay, well, if he's going to be here, that's where I'm used to playing, and now I don't know how to fit in because he's playing where I'm used to playing, and then I'm going over here, and, you know, it just that can happen. That's not unheard of. Where you, like I've said before, like if you take the NBA for example, you could take the five best NBA players and put them together. But if they can't play together, what good's having the five on the court? If they can't learn to work together and play together, it's better to get five players that may not be the best, but when they're on the court, they're playing, and they can pass and dribble and they can shoot. and they can run up at the basket and they can pass the ball without the other one knowing, you know. So, I mean, you can have great players on the pitch, but if they can't play together, and then stuff can go wrong. I'd love to see Dybala come to United, but I think honestly we'll probably get either Ronaldo or Sandro, and I think we need to get rid of a couple Deadwood players. I think David Blin needs to go. And yes, I am. My wife called me. But anyways, I think we need to get rid of some of this Deadwood. And I think we'll do good. I think we're going to have to do some massive improvement in the players we have and get them up to playing together, and we'll have to wait and see. I think, honestly, if by the end of, by like the transfer window in January, like at the end, like halfway through the season, if we're not down, if we're not like fighting for second place, I mean first place, I think if we're not that dominant, then I don't know if Mourinho would be looking, would they be saying, okay, yeah, we're not going to resign the contract. They're going to, would they start? But there's a lot of people who say, well, why don't they, you know, there's a lot of people who say, would Zinedine Zidane come to United? And I don't know if he would, but, you know, but that's, I mean, right now we've got Jesse Mourinho, and until he is relieved of his duties, he is our manager. And he's one of those people, he wants total control of the team. You know, a lot of teams have somebody board that, like, they go out and they scout and they do this. And Jose Mourinho is one that goes, I want this player, get him. I want that player, get him. So, you know, instead of someone coming up to him, hey, we need to go after this player, I've done scouting. You know, he wants to be in total control of who they get, what they get, and all their stuff, so. We're just gonna have to wait and see how that turns out, and it's hard to believe because, like, in 2 weeks, U.S. Tour starts, and in 2 weeks after that, the Premier League starts. So hard to believe another season's almost gonna be starting here around the corner. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives. Good honor. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.